Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Absurd situation as Democrats demand in press conferences yesterday and lawsuits that ICE go away. Let's see if we can get this to play. Here we go.
We are going to make sure that these people pay for what they have done to us.
This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota. Entire districts have had to cancel school. Enforcing federal immigration law and fighting fraud are just pretext for this surge.
ICE's murder of Renee Good in broad daylight is horrific and unacceptable. She was an unarmed citizen driving on a residential street.
They're winding their sheeple up, Lee, with lies that are going to result in violence. And one of the big lies that they're telling right now, I'm going to knock a lot of these down today, because a lot of your liberal friends are probably confused after listening to the media. And I've been playing a lot of it for a long time, how they just lie and lie and lie. And one of the big lies they tell is ICE agents are breaking the law. This is illegal. We've never seen this before. All of these things that they keep saying, they're not. One of the big lies that they're telling their sheeple that's driving them to violence is this idea that ICE agents need a warrant to arrest people, and they're kidnapping them warrantlessly. That this is what is new, okay? This is what has to change. Here's an example of that lie being told by the top law enforcement agent in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the attorney general.
DHS's use of excessive and lethal force, their warrantless racist arrests.
Warrantless racist arrests. So they're scooping up people. When Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Democrat Peggy Flanagan, Lee, was encouraging violence a few weeks ago, something that Renee Good took her up on and lost her life, she told the same lie.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Okay. Let's start with this basic premise. And again, this isn't a lie they're telling us, okay? We get real news. This is a lie they're telling to their sheeple to try to get a violent response. Does ICE need a warrant? That would be a warrant signed by a judge to arrest or detain individuals who are legally present in the United States for deportation purposes. I'm reading from Grok. No. ICE does not need a judicial warrant. ICE officers derive their primary authority from statutes like 8 U.S.C. 1226, 8 U.S.C. 1357. That's 287 in the Immigration Nationality Act. ICE can arrest and detain an alien pending removal proceedings. So, Lee, before there's even been removal proceedings, upon issuance of an administrative warrant. What is that? It's a form I-200, I-205. Who writes it? The ICE agents do. Those are issued internally by ICE officials based on probable cause that the person is removable without needing review by a neutral judge or magistrate. In other words, ICE writes their own deportation documents. They're still not warrants. Why? Why can they do that? Because illegal immigrants are not Americans. I know this is a strange concept to Democrats. They're not. So the constitutional protections don't apply to them.
Or at least they used to not apply to them. Democrats are trying to apply them.
Absolutely. In fact, the only time that ICE needs a warrant is if they're going to go kick in the doors, say, of a nightclub or a home or something like that, to enter a space because you do not know who is in that space, if it's an American citizen or if it's an illegal immigrant or both in some cases, you need a warrant to kick the door in. You do not need a warrant, say it with me, liberals, to pick up, arrest, detain illegal immigrants.
Which is happening in an open public space.
Yes.
As you're making the distinction here, this is not a private residence.
No.
This is an open public space. Because once you leave the residence, and if you're out on a street, at a business area, if you're downtown, if you're at the mall, you're wherever, that is an open public space. And that's not a private residence. So it's a different situation, as you point out.
This is from Grok. ICE can also make warrantless arrests in certain situations when an officer has reason to believe that a person is in the U.S. in violation of immigration laws and is likely to escape before a warrant can be obtained. So if they think you're an illegal immigrant, they do not need a warrant to arrest you. If you don't like this, liberals, there's an easy thing you can do. Shoot an ICE agent? No. Hit him with your car? No. Throw a brick at his head? No. Call your Congress member and tell them to change federal law.
That's how democracy works, isn't it, Tara?
That's what they keep telling us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they keep telling us. In addition, ICE can even detain someone for questioning with reasonable suspicion of unlawful presence. And then that can lead to an arrest if probable cause develops. So they don't even have to know you're an illegal immigrant. They just have to suspect that you are. Again, if you do not like this, liberals, do not assault ICE agents with your car. Call your Congress member. Run on it. Because this is what we're up to. This is Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, which is over ICE. Mm-hmm. 10 vehicle rammings in 3 days.
What's happening to our law enforcement? Just last week alone, we saw 10 vehicle rammings. That's the weaponization of a vehicle, a deadly weapon against our law enforcement. We're seeing that's becoming a more and more common tactic that is being used against our law enforcement. They're facing a 1,000% increase in assaults against them. If you see a federal law enforcement officer or any law enforcement officer today, say thank you.
Okay, sorry, that was 10 in a week. So liberals and illegals and Trende Araga gang members who are celebrated, as we know, in Portland for their contributions to crime, local shootings, they're wanted, that sort of thing. You don't hit the officer, the ICE agent with your car. You call the Congress member and say, change the law. Now, look, listen to this. This is the difference between lawless post-American Marxist blue territories and red states. Here's Greg Vobino on ICE agents getting assaulted.
I want you and the viewers to know is this is an operation of contrasts. As you know, we just got back from Louisiana, from that fantastic operation in Louisiana. This didn't happen in Louisiana. Violence did not happen in Louisiana. The fantastic leadership of Governor Landry, Colonel Hodges from the Highway Patrol. But we're here in Minneapolis. Let me give you a statistic here, Martha. Well over 20 assaults on federal officers in 3 days here in Minnesota. In Louisiana, I counted one for that entire 30-day operation. So a vast contrast. I can only think that Governor Waltz and Mayor Fry, you just had Mayor Fry's speech on there, they're responsible for what you saw in that store yesterday and for that violence that our federal officers confront every single day here in Minneapolis.
It really sounds like, Tara, that the state of Minnesota is leading an insurrection.
Absolutely they are.
I mean, it's, when you have a governor coming out defying federal authority, when you have a mayor talking about using full-on expletives to refer to federal agents and not wanting them in the area, when you have all kinds of social media folks and folks who affiliate themselves with the Democratic Party telling you to put your bodies out there and, to oppose federal authorities, that sounds like a full-on insurrection.
And when you break these lies down that they're telling their sheeple day after day after day after day, like Renee Good, they are victims. They have absolute disdain for their sheeple.
Yeah.
They really do. They're going to get people hurt. They're going to get people killed. Not just ICE agents, but their own sheeple. If they were telling the truth, hey, these are illegal arrests, blah, blah, blah. We've never seen anything like this in America. That would be one thing, but they're not. Lee, they're lying to their own sheeple to push them to violence. Just, Republican Party, for as bad as leadership could be, you know, can be, I've never seen anything like this. And now, folks, they are mobbing gun ranges. You should see, if you haven't seen it, go on X and take a look at the video of the enraged crowd trying to break into that hotel to get at ICE agents they believe are staying there, folks. It is a full-on cattle-like riot. They're literally crammed, these Democrats, body to body, trying to smash their way into the lobby. You can't fit another body in the gates. They're enraged. They are nonsensical. And can you even imagine if ICE agents had actually been staying there?
Yeah.
And again, it's one thing if we're having a debate and they're very, you know, animated and motivated by facts. These are lies they're being told. We're going to debunk them here on the show.